Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time. It's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com. These niggas thinking I ain't straight, but they don't know for real. I'm only who I am today because my bro for real. And they say time heal your grief, but why I'm hurting still. I leave my mama stressed all day, how we gon' pay the bills? It's only cold water in the sinks, I couldn't take no bath. You ever had to boil some water just to wash your back? My family leaning all on me, but I don't sip no act. I'm out here taking care of nine lives like I'm a fucking cat. But for my family, that's alright, I'm doing anything. It's to the point where I feel bad for buying any bling. I just got rich, so I'm a sucker for the finer things. Just proud of shirting my new kicks with these designer jeans. Is it weird that I miss the struggle? Cause when you get to win, it's like the feeling double. And it's more appreciated till the feeling crumble. But I've been winning way too much, so not a feeling subtle. So every time I lose once, I gotta win a couple. I stay a step ahead. I'll be busy, don't judge me if you get left on red. They say the bike ride to the top is not accepting pics. So if you can't ride with me, I hope you want these niggas thinking I ain't street, but they don't know for real. I'm only who I am today because my bro for real. And they say time heal your grief, but why I'm hurting still. I leave my mama stressed all day, how we gon' pay the bills? It's only cold water in the sinks, I couldn't take no bath. You ever had to boil some water just to wash your back? My family leaning all on me, but I don't sip no act. I'm out here taking care of nine lives like I'm a fucking cat. 2019, I was on Percocet pills. All that pain I was feeling, I ain't wanna feel. Taking care of everybody, how I supposed to heal. I was more with peace before I even signed the deal. Lost some niggas in the field, hope they get appealed. Lost, you know it hurt my soul, shit ain't feel real. Life was coming at me fast, Jesus take the wheel. No power steering in my life, the wrong road killed. Can you pray for me? I need a shoulder to lean on. Music therapy, I get in the booth, I just sing on. If you feeling what I'm feeling, you welcome to sing along. Nobody there for me, but they call on me like ringtone.
These niggas thinking I ain't street, but they don't know for real. I'm only who I am today because my bro for real. And they say time heal your grief, but why I'm hurting still. I leave my mama stressed all day, how we gon' pay the bills? It's only cold water in the sinks, I couldn't take no bath. You ever had to boil some water just to wash your back? My family leaning all on me, but I don't sip no act. I'm out here taking care of nine lives like I'm a fucking cat. It's just like lately I've been turning off. Was in the trenches, daily faded, steady burning off. I never thought that we would make it and that hurt was tough. But still grinding every day like I ain't earning off. Like I ain't earning off. And I still keep it still. Really still don't tell you, better not question if I'm street for real. Lil' bro gon' let it blow, know how we stepping, that's the easy kill. Phone them spinning blocks, they let them gloss, they say we need to chill. It's like they need to drill. Wonder what I steal all the money if I ain't high fame. Say she love me, don't know her first or her last name. I barely made it out, that's just how far my past came. That rich a million on my wrist, now
these
look how times change.
These niggas thinking I ain't street, but they don't know for real.
I'm only who I am today because my bro for real. And they say time heal your grief, but why I'm hurting still. I see my mama stress all day, how we gon' pay the bills. It's only cold water in the sinks, I couldn't take no bath. You ever had to boil some water just to wash your back? My family leaning all on me, but I don't sip no act. I'm out here taking care of nine lives like I'm a fucking cat.
Oh. several brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. There's no pressure for us to say that I love you from now. So fuck that comfort shit, I just wanna be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. So chill, life hard and ex-lovers is like scars, cause it stop hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking
me up.
So I don't
trust. Why can't you agree with me for once?
I'm trying to slow up.
Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Give you a chance. We've been on a track for these months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah.
Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gon' stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah? Let me illustrate ya, let my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet, have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere niggas take you, just know that my face good. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly, I be up in there a lot. Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga house. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood love. That supreme confidence, if we good, that's good enough.
We've been on the track for these months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you a chance. We've been on the track for these months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah.
Oh, trust issues. How trust issues. How trust issues. How
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let's call up on drinking. Let's all get tasty. I'm drinking, let's all get wasted. Yeah.
Drizzy Drake, check me out. Coming live from the motherfucking north side. Kick game, running real good. But never ever had my bitches sitting courtside. Same nigga that you knew way back when. You acting like it's somebody you don't know. Tell me how the fuck we supposed to stay friends when you got a bunch of feelings that you don't show. I could tell certain people don't like me no more. New shit don't excite me no more. Guess that they don't really make them like me no more. You could look me in my eyes and see I ain't myself. Cause if y'all what I created, then I hate myself. But still, let them girls in and tell them all, leave them cell phones on the table where we see them. I'm all day with it, man, AM to the PM. Niggas hating, I just wish that they were saying when they see them all.
That's the shit that drives me crazy. And it's all that I've been getting lately. And it's probably why I'm scared to put the time in. Women wanna fuck like that, me and I'm them. Looking for some things and I think that I can find them in you, in you. How long, trust issues. How long, trust issues. How long, trust issues. How long,
oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's call up on drinking, let's all get tasty. On drinking, let's all get tasty. Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Alright,
call
all
up
right.
On drinking, let's call
let
up.
Let me get these lives going. Sorry about the plane, I'm outside. You know what I mean? On my smoking lounge. All right, I got YouTube up and popping. I got the gram up and popping for live. Peace to the gods. How y'all doing? We just got back from New Jersey for a seminar. It was on and popping. It was sold out crowd, over 100 people. You know what I mean? I dropped a lot of information on history. And it was a lot of newbies there, so I had to do a lot of other things. So it made me go into a few things. So I'm going to go over an oldie but goodie. This is a class for newbies and a class for all the people that's been around. I went and put the IRS manual into the chat. It's on YouTube in the chat, too, at the very top, and the call-in numbers at the very top of the chat. So click on it. I want you all to read with me. Very imperative that you do. I'm going to start reading at 21.7.13.3.2.7. Foreign entities. Definitions and instructions. And it says, number one, mailed or fax forms, SS4s from foreign entities are assigned a 98EIN prefix and are only processed in the Cincinnati International Unit. If the paper is faxed or the application is received in a location other than Cincinnati, forward the SS4 to Cincinnati for processing. The fax number is 855-215-1627. That's the fax number to get your 98 number. Then it says number two, telephone calls from foreign entities requesting an EIN are assigned an EIN 98 and are only worked by the Cincinnati and Ogden International Units. If a call is received in any other location, provide the caller with the international phone number, which is 267-941-1099. Hours of operation is 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., Monday through Friday. So that's the number to get your 98 number, right? Open up the IRS manual and read this stuff with me so you know how to get your 98 number. It's very imperative that you get this number so you can set up your Express Trust. You have no idea why you need this number and how you're going to be doing banking, foreign banking, right? IRC 7701, which would be 26 USC 7701 definitions. It breaks down the definition of a foreign corporation, a domestic corporation, a domestic trust, a foreign trust, a domestic estate, a foreign estate. A lot of y'all people call me, y'all be like, Jonah, I got my trust. Yeah, nigga, you got a trust, but you got a motherfucking domestic trust. It don't fucking matter. A domestic trust, you might as well have a straw man. A domestic trust, you might as well have a regular corporation. Why? Because of the rules of the IRS. So I'm going to tell you what a domestic trust is. It's in the manual. It says the term domestic trust means a trust in which a court within the United States is able to exercise primary supervision over the administration of the trust. And one or more U.S. persons have the authority to control all substantial decisions of the trust, which means if you have a trustee that is a U.S. citizen, a regular trustee with a social, if they have a social, guess what? You have a domestic trust. We don't do domestic trust around here, y'all. 99% of y'all who got y'all's trust from other people got domestic trust. I don't teach y'all how to do domestic trust. I teach y'all how to do a foreign trust. Y'all get a 98 EIN, and I show y'all how to set up an express trust, which is foreign to the jurisdiction of the United States and foreign to the jurisdiction of the United States Corporation as well, and your state. If you're doing it the way I taught you, if you want to learn how to do your express trust, go to jonahbay.com and pick up the webinar. Let me go on. The foreign trust entity, foreign trust definition. The term foreign trust means any trust other than the domestic trust described above. So your foreign trust has to be opposite of what I described above. If not, you do not have a foreign trust. Foreign estate. The term foreign estate means an estate, the income of which the sources outside the United States, which are not effectively connected with the conduct, the U.S., and is not includable in the gross income under subtitle A of Title 26 of the USC Code. Right? So, when you have a foreign trust, a foreign trust, a 98 number with the express trust, your income is outside of the United States. Yeah, you can't be taxed. You're doing foreign banking. That's where all you Moors have to be and need to be, right? Then it goes on and says, number five, use the table below when processing requests from the international EIN received by mail, fax, and determine whether the entity is foreign. Therefore, it will be assigned an EIN 98 by Cincinnati or Ogden campus. Then it tells you all the things you need to do to get the 98 number. Right? And it says, if a corporation or limited liability company indicates on line 9B that it was incorporated in a foreign country, then assign a 98 prefix. So you have to put your address as a foreign address. You're going to have to put your mailing address as a foreign address. It doesn't matter because they're going to give you the 98 number over the phone. And you're going to get your 98 number. If a corporation or limited liability company indicates on line 9B that it was incorporated in the United States but proves a foreign mailing or location address, do not assign a 98 EIN. Why? It failed the test. It was created in the United States and get a 98 number. If there is language anywhere on the SS4 suggesting foreign status, such as tax treaty, yes, Moores, y'all are going to be under a tax treaty to get the 98 number, and your trust is under, your express trust is under a treaty. It's called the Treaty of Tripoli. If anywhere on the form you put foreign entity, it gets a 98 number. If it, you put Treasury Regulation 1.1441-, it gets a 98 number. An 897 election, it gets a 98 number. A form 1120F, it gets a 98 number. If you put any of these things on the actual SS4, it gets you a 98 number. If you put form 5471, you get a 98 number. If you put form for form, doing it for form W8IMY, you get a 98 number. If you actually put W8BIN on the form, SS4, you're going to get a 98 number. If you put W8EXP, you're going to get a 98 number. So you need to use one of these to assure yourself to get a 98 number. It says an entity, if an entity checks the box on line 10 for compliance with the IRS withholding regulations, you get a 98 number. If none of the foreign indicators listed above are present, the location address is domestic and the mailing address is foreign, it does not get a 98 number. If none of the foreign indicators listed above are present and the only address on the SS4 is foreign, they say they got to look over the application more. You're going to be asked mad more questions. Now, it says foreign entities, persons not required to file a U.S. tax return. You read this, it's going to tell you how to fill out the SS4 to get the 98 number, and you will establish yourself, these entities, on the zero file. That's what you want, the zero file. So you don't have income that's connected to the U.S. You can read more. I'm skipping over because there's new information. It's mad information in this IRS manual, and y'all haven't studied it, so y'all don't know it. So I'm going to peep you to this information. When you go down to 21.7.13.3.2.7.3, it talks about qualified intermediaries requirement for a second EIN. Yes, I'm going to tell y'all what's going on when you're doing foreign banking, what the banks are doing to tap into your accounts with those securities and getting money, and you're never getting money from them. Number one, intermediary, a QI, is an eligible person that enters into a QI agreement with the IRS pursuant to REV procedure, the Internal Revenue Procedure 17-2017-15-2017-3-IRB, and that acts as a QI under such agreement. Generally, under a QI agreement, the QI agrees to assume certain documentation and withholding responsibilities in exchange for simplified information reporting for its foreign account holders, and the ability not to disclose priority account holder information to withholding agent that may be a competitor. To apply for QI status, an eligible entity must submit an application in accordance with Section 5 of Revenue Procedure 2017-15. Number two, a QI EIN is a special employer identification number assigned by the IRS to the QI. The QI EIN must be used on every form, W-8-I-M-Y, provided by the QI to be withholding agent from which it receives payments as a QI. Yes, every bank has did a W-8-I-M-Y in the QI status with an EIN, and that's how they receive payments from you, and you get nothing. And it must be used on Form 1042, Form 1042-S, Form 1042-T, Form 1099. Every 1099 form, they get paid out of your account, and you get nothing. Yes. So 1099 OID is for them to use, not you. Yes. That's why I told y'all in my original discharge webinar, which y'all need to pick up, because I'm dropping new info, and you're going to need it. And you're going to need the discharge injunction. Why? Because it's 2.0, yo. It's the next level. Right? So, the discharge, right? They're using 1099As to get rid of it and to collect your money. They're using 1099Bs and 1099Cs with a 1096 form. Well, hold on. Let's go to the IRS manual. It's going to tell you this. Hold on. Form 945 and Form 1096 filed with the IRS as a QI, as a qualified intermediary. Every bank, Bank of America, all them other banks are got the QI designation. And they're using these forms with a 1096, and they're getting rid of the debt for themselves and getting paid. And getting paid from your account, the Social Security account, through your securities. You are the one who are making all the securities. Y'all are the banks that makes all the money in the world. Y'all got daggone QSEP number on the back of your social is on money out there. A bunch of money that's out in the public has that red number on the back of your Social Security number card. You the one who made the money. You are the banks. Everybody else, like Bank of America, is a qualified intermediary. Y'all are calling them banks. They're not banks. You people are the banks, and you people suck because y'all don't know nothing about banking. So therefore, you're not doing your job. So the qualified intermediaries are stepping in and doing the paperwork, and y'all are getting nothing. Y'all are getting paid. Y'all are getting charged 2 and 3 times and making the debt ceiling go up higher and higher. Yo, I'm going to be dropping information that can get y'all out of it. but I'm never going to teach it point blank. Y'all are going to have to catch up on the cues that I'm telling y'all. Y'all are going to have to read what I'm telling y'all to read. Y'all are going to have to study because I ain't telling y'all shit. The laws is going to have to tell you, but I'm going to give you what laws? The study. Yo, but Drew Ali said, if I gave you everything, y'all fall back to sleep. He didn't give you everything. I'm not giving you everything. Now, you heard it from me. You're not going to get it. Number three, applications for QI, EINs are not processed by account management. Specialized group in LBI processes the form SS4 and required accompany documentation and assigns a QI, EIN from the following block of numbers. And they got it blanked out so you won't see what a QIEIN looks like. The QIEIN is a 9-8 number, my niggas. Number four, a QIEIN may be used only when a QI is acting in the capacity as a QI. Therefore, a QI may need an additional EIN when it's acting in a non-QI capacity. If an entity has a QI, EIN, but requires another one for non-QI business activities, assigns the entity a second EIN per normal procedures. This is why I did a webinar showing you how to do the actual what did I call it? Enterprise. Where you went and got another EIN as the enterprise, which y'all need to pick up at jonahbay.com so y'all can study it and do the things, and you're going to want to need it. You need it. You don't want it. You need it, right? Then you're going to need to get a Treasury Direct account, and you're going to have to get the Treasury Direct account, right? You're going to have to get it as the express trust. And the express trust has to be foreign. But you're going to need the EIN of the enterprise and open up the account as the express trust. It's a reason. I don't care if you do it or not. I'm just giving you clues on what to do. Now, with that being said, I'm going to open up the call lines and take some questions, right? Y'all don't know how much information I just gave y'all, clues I just gave y'all. To the going to 585-328. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods.
Peace to the God. What up?
I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of great health, wealth come to you and listeners, and I accept it easily. Ashe.
Ashe.
So, wait a minute. I don't know. So, is this you saying to us that basically the banks, this corporation, have already tripled or doubled their capacity and assets and things and made money? So my question is they really broke? Because if you're telling us that they've already
National debt clock has nothing to do with the corporation.
Okay.
The national debt clock has everything to do with y'all. That's the money it owes you. And the problem
is... But we think that we owe it because we pay bills
When I'm talking, don't talk.
Okay, all right.
Now, the problem is you ain't allowed them to pay you. Now they owe so much money to y'all, it don't know how it's going to pay. Because you're supposed to allow them to pay you. Every bill you receive is really a check for you. the coupon on the bottom is a check for you, but you don't know how to do banking, so therefore you don't receive it.
Okay.
And they got to hold it and hold it and hold it, right? So when
crazy.
They're saying the United States is broke, who's broke
yeah.
is you guys.
Okay.
Y'all are broke because the actual debt ceiling keeps on going up, and it keeps on going up because y'all haven't redeemed shit. Y'all keep on paying everything with debt notes. Right?
Instead of doing
so the corporation itself, nah. Y'all represent the corporation, the straw man, the Social Security person. And no one wants y'all's money no more. No one wants y'all out here creating more securities because you haven't balanced the books. Actually, there's a ton of money. But if y'all ain't balanced the books, the money's not available. The money is sitting in trust. And y'all aren't, and some of y'all are out there trying to get to the money in the trust, you know, the CAFR accounts, but y'all can't get there because y'all don't know how to be private and do private banking. Y'all don't know how to be the bank that you really are.
Okay. Yeah, because...
Now, you can ask me your question or make your statement.
I'm sorry. So it's basically like we're not in debt. It's the corporation that needs to everything needs to be balanced out with that money. So
your
that's what I was saying. It sounded like they couldn't be in debt. They had to be making billions and millions and trillions of dollars.
Only thing they've been doing is getting their payment from your straw man to 10%, right? But all you niggas is dead in commerce because y'all don't know how to do banking. So the money keeps on coming in, and y'all's never cashed not one check.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, all your bills is a check, a dividend payment for the security that you created, and you created a security every application you did. Every time you put your name and your Social Security number on a fucking document, you created a security. I told you that through UCC, y'all are not transmitting utilities. Y'all are public finance. Public finance is the designation for the straw man. Y'all are creating the money in the public, and y'all keep on creating it every fucking day. And everything is out of balance.
Jeez, that shit is wild. Oh man. So as you're saying, tying it in with the EIN, the 9-8 and stuff, that goes back into the discharge and things that you've taught as
I
well
can tell
too.
You I'm working with a guy right now, right? Collapsing the actual birth certificate. And social. Right now, he has a check in Chase that was cash and brought to him from the birth certificate. $7 million. He got another one for $24 million. He can't even fucking receive the money. And the money is sitting in a brokerage account for him. I can tell you every last one of y'all got the same thing.
And he can't receive the money because he doesn't know how to do banking properly.
Exactly.
That's the same thing that I told my mom. Like, say, for instance, with this case, it's because it's no money. Like, this money is useless. So they're going to have to give you a credit or something. If you don't have your bank account.
The more y'all keep on paying things with Federal Reserve notes, the more the debt goes up, the more the country is broke, the more the straw man is broke until there's no value left.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And
y'all
are almost there.
Yep. All right. Yeah, I overstand. Well, I do have a question, but if tonight isn't...
I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I can't. I can't tell y'all how to do it. I can. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I can. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how to do the banking. I can give you laws to read, and if you read them and you've been studying with me, I can tell you everyone who studied with me that's done everything that I taught them to do, y'all are 95% there.
Yeah, I can.
All y'all need to do is read certain laws to and comprehend it, because I've been teaching y'all how to comprehend stuff. And boom.
Yeah, like I said, I think if, like you're saying, if we've been with you sticking to it for the last 3 years, because you've told us it's going to take you 3 years to kind of start comprehending what you've been teaching us. So, yeah, but people are going to have to sacrifice and want to do that study every day, though, to be able to get it.
You know what was crazy about it? Y'all didn't have to do that, because all y'all had to do was listen to the shows every day and get on the seminars and do the processes, and y'all were there. No, y'all going to have to go over the Uniform Consumer Credit Code. I just gave y'all one law.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna review the law. Nothing stops me from reviewing the law, but I can't tell y'all what y'all need to do. The law is going to have to tell you. And I've been telling y'all for years, do what the law tells you, right? Now, when I did, I gave y'all the discharge injunction. And people said, yo, Jonah, but what about your regular discharge webinar? I said, no, you need that shit. I reiterated, y'all need that by reading you the IRS manual tonight about QIs. So y'all need to go over and study. Y'all need to watch the first discharge webinar 100% and really comprehend everything I told y'all in that. It's imperative that y'all do. Right? And if y'all don't, it's on you. I don't care. Because what I'll do, I'm going to see the sales of that goes up, and I'm going to see how many people are ready.
Yeah.
Right? I might do a sneak party or something. And if I just so happen to say something to my friends while we're partying, hey.
Is that something that you maybe would do on Patreon, since Patreon is supposedly more private?
At a party. That means it the nothing will ever be revealed. The people who don't know banking won't have banking, and I won't say it online. I will just give you laws to read. And you're going to have to read the whole shit. I'm not going to point out the only parts that you need to read.
Okay.
I can't do it. Non-disclosure. I can't do it.
I think if people have studied and they in certain situations with, you know, trying to get their banking together, I think it's pretty understandable.
I gave y'all the, like I said, then the next thing you're going to have to pick up is the discharge injunction. The discharge injunction did something for y'all that y'all don't know. Y'all have heard people get on my shows recently, ever since I did the discharge webinar, and they said, Jonah, I got the same letter that you got, but they ain't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't know how to do banking. Y'all don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have never discharged anything, and the bank came back after you put it in and said, we're taking your process seriously. We're checking into it, and give us 30 days to get back with you. Y'all were in something called arbitration. When you got that letter, you were in arbitration. Wednesday's show, I'm going to talk about arbitration and the law of it. And I'm going to read some things. And y'all going to have to study it. Because when you're private, Did y'all know when y'all private, y'all don't go into courts. Y'all can only do arbitration.
Mm-hmm. That's private, like private court. Yeah.
You can only do arbitration. You and him sit down and work shit out. Come to a what? Settlement.
Like a mediation. Yeah.
In the discharge webinar, I talked about, it's in there, where I demanded them to give you, especially the IRS injunction. I demanded them to give you back every dime you ever paid into it. Y'all are going to have to know about arbitration law.
And especially with fraud.
Y'all are going to have to understand why people use stamps. The Stamp Act. Remember, I had y'all do it. But that's in that first discharge webinar. I'm going to go into a few weeks. Y'all better pick up. It's something encrypted being told to y'all. Those who will comprehend and understand, it's for y'all. Those who don't, it's not for you. And you're never going to get the answer from me.
Well, the message was received.
Now, I was saying shit tonight. I really ain't supposed to have been saying it the way I'm saying it to y'all. But, you know, it's a fine line. You can walk on a line and not cross it. I ain't crossed no line.
Well, that's why we here at Knowledge Without a College, to get this type of information, to do our due diligence. So, you know what I'm saying? Because I know for sure with the things that you show and the laws that you show us, it's not too good to be true, but it is. But you're dealing in the fraud. Like, these niggas is greedy. They fraudulent. They milking people. And they not being honest with nobody. And I think that we done had our jubilee at least 10 times within this generation. So, yeah.
Someone on YouTube put security refund. Stamp on the express trust. I see you're thinking. Actual owner of every security that the straw man has put out there. But you don't know how to do the banking. So you are considered a minority. Like I showed you in the law, and the law I gave y'all was Minnesota Rule 220.
The way for you to be of majority and not of minority.
You only of the majority when you know how to do banking. Y'all are 95% there if you were with me.
Yeah, especially if you got a natural person, a vehicle called the natural person that you can operate in the which is the only entity that can do banking or get securities. Is that not correct?
Look. Y'all can set up the TDA account, Treasury Direct account, and y'all can do it as straw men. Y'all been doing that, and y'all have never gotten a refund of any security because they can't give private money to public people.
To public people. You got to get that status right.
You got any other questions? I'll move on to the next call. I only got time for one caller. Actually,
I do. I'll ask one question, and I'll be very brief. I think my question is straightforward.
You only got 4 minutes. I got to take another caller. Catch me Wednesday. All right. 408-761. Peace to the God. Hurry up and talk. No greetings. Just ask your question.
How do you get out of alimony?
Goddamn! Was it court ordered and you already in it?
My dad, he's in it.
He's already in it.
Yeah.
Discharge injunction.
Discharge injunction? Okay.
Yes.
So yes, purchase it. And
then also go to the regular discharge seminar, webinar I did He gonna need both of them to get out of there.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
All right, please. I got time for one more question. 786-878. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey Jonah. I was trying to figure out how to do the leave on the check that you told me to do. I called like 3 months ago because they defaulted on the injunction. They defaulted and I've been paying under duress. So I was trying to figure out like, what's the problem.
I understand. You better be listening to the shows. I'm not going to give you that answer. First of all, I gave you one of the answers tonight.
I'm going to listen
Wednesday.
No, I'm going to listen back to the show because I'm at work.
And then go back Wednesday. This Wednesday, I'm going to do another show dropping mad info if y'all can pick it up. A lot of y'all ain't going to be able to pick it up. Y'all going to think it was interesting.
Okay. Mind you, it's because I'm at work, so I'm in and out. So, you know, so I was listening, but I was in and out. So, okay, so I'm going
to
listen back to the show, but I'm definitely
going to
come back on
again.
Wednesday.
You know, it's recorded. Go back and listen to it again on YouTube or Blog Talk or Instagram.
Yeah. I definitely am. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Well,
all right.
Peace to the God,
Jim. Now, with that being said, that's our show for tonight. Wonderful talking to y'all. Hope y'all got a lot out of it. I know I did. Y'all niggas need to be studying the IRS manual right now. Don't say I didn't tell you. All right? Peace to the gods. We out.